consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize.
Hello, my loves. Welcome to another incredible episode. This is going to be for you if you are in your first 5 years of your business and you're looking to grow it, you're looking to scale it, and want that support of a high performance team. This is absolutely for you. And let me tell you, I am so grateful for team. I am so deeply grateful, and I know I would not be where I am today without team. So I have a very special guest here today, one of my dearest soul sisters and soul sister in business, Jessica Bureau of Amplify Your Vision. And we're gonna go over questions such as, how do you begin to hire a team when you're so busy yourself? Because it does take time. We're also going to address, you know, those of you, because let me tell you, from personal experience, it is it is definitely an adventure hiring team members that are an aligned fit. And for some of you, you might have been burned by a team member in the past, or maybe you're going through something right now and it's creating lots of havoc and frustration. And you feel pretty gun-shy about hiring team again. So how do you move through this and make sure that you are receiving and hiring the right people, the right support? And how do you find someone who will not only support you, but collaborate with you? Well, we're going to dive in deeper into this. Before I introduce you to Jessica, I just want to say thank you so much, my loves, to those of you who have been voting for me. As of today, we're recording on September 29th, 2022. Okay. And I've been nominated for 4 awards, but could only choose 2 categories. So I've chosen Entrepreneur of the Year and Champion Award. So you have today and tomorrow. It's a daily vote. To vote at www.businessfromtheheart.ca. Thank you so much, my loves. I'm so deeply appreciative of you. And I'm your get you boldly and unapologetically showing up, getting more visible, and selling your transformation coach. So if you're like, I need to figure out how to work with you, Roz, just go to electrifyyourmybusiness.com and let's get on a call. All right, let me tell you about Jessica. She is, we got to meet for the first time, by the way, this past year, a few months ago, and we met, and we're going to actually tell you ourselves, but we met in 2018. We're trying to figure it out. So we'll go into that story, but let me tell you about her professionally first, because she's a little bit of a big deal. She's very humble, but she's a little bit of a big deal. So let me tell you about how amazing Jessica Bureau of Amplify Your Vision is. She is a leadership and business coach, transformational leadership facilitator, and CEO of Amplify Your Vision Agency. Visionary coaches and community leaders hire Jessica and her team, because she's got team too, to help get them feeling more on fire in their business. You know, like, she helps you have capacity. And because most of us, really, coaches, businesses don't have much time, systems or processes or team, she's here to support you in creating that for client attraction, community scaling strategies, as well as removing any mindset blocks, because she does that too, in order to not feel burned out as you propel to your next level. So welcome, my love. I'm so happy to have you here.
Hey, Roz. Hello, hello. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here. I love you. And, you know, just the build up in the beginning, I was feeling all the feels about you and our relationship and how we met. And like, it's funny how time is, and we got to meet, and exactly what you were saying. So I'm just all the things. I feel I'm activated. You've activated me already. I'm so excited.
So beautiful. Yeah. And like, let's talk about how we met, because you guys all hear me talk about relationships are currency. Could be on a personal level, could be on a professional level, but it's really important, relationship first. And so Jess, you reached out to me. I don't even know how you found me. Refresh my memory, because you were running a summit. Yes. And then you somehow you found me and asked me to be one of the speakers.
Yeah, absolutely. I was searching for business coaches. I was searching for women entrepreneurs who were up to big things in their business. That was like really the basis, like the bottom baseline of my search. And I will never forget stumbling across your website. And I think at the time it was like when you had your superwoman, like
oh, my Wonder Woman costume. Yes. You guys, that was my branding. I wore Wonder Woman costume I got from the Halloween store, which I actually also wear on stage is when I speak. And a blazer. That's right.
Yeah. And it was like, I'm like, yes, this woman is amazing. I need to know her. And I followed up a couple times with you. And I remember when you got back to me, I was just really thrilled, and I felt connection virtually instantly with you. And when you agreed to be on the summit and we sat down and recorded that interview, I think in those moments, I'm like, this is a person for me that I get to be in relationship with. You know, everything you were saying was landing, and I was excited. And you went through, at the time we were talking about like how you were like in therapy and out there, and you quit that to like pursue your dreams and your passions. So
yes, that's right. Yeah. I went from psychologist to coach. Yeah. Practicing what I preach about being bold and unapologetic. And then we just formed a really beautiful friendship, which honestly, like I meet a lot of incredible people being on summits, being asked, you know, and the host, but I think it's really rare to actually develop a relationship, like a friendship. Mm-hmm. And I just am so grateful for you. And then we briefly worked together. You came into my mastermind in 2019, and that was really beautiful because of the powerful relationships you formed in there as well.
Yeah, you were running before. And the thing I want to just being like, I think what's also really worked in our relationship building up to that point too, is like, I've always experienced us cheering each other on, like not like from a place of like authentic desire for each other to do well in our businesses and our lives. And so like, that's always been fun for me, is like, yes, cheering you on or sharing.
Yeah, we totally need more of that. So thank you.
Totally. Yeah. So, and then I joined a mastermind you had done, I think it's a 6-week mastermind, in terms of we were going through 6 or 7 weeks and going through all the chakras and relating it back to our business. And I've created some really powerful connections and relationships in that mastermind that I still cultivate.
So awesome. Yeah. So beautiful. Good. So please share with our audience here how you got to be who you are and be doing your soul's work at helping others with team and elevating their businesses.
You know, sometimes it's things don't make sense until you turn around and you look back on them, and then you're like, oh, yes, yeah. I get this now. So I worked in corporate for 20 years the natural gas company. It's like the biggest, it was biggest in Ontario. It's the biggest in Canada now. And it was the dream job. It was the job that had the benefits and the pension and the vacation time and the pay, quite frankly. And I was always, I still am super grateful for it. And I was always so grateful for it. And then there was a moment where I started to do a lot of personal development work. I was leaving an unhealthy relationship and I needed support. And that was all through my own personal development. And the deeper and deeper I went down my own personal development, I realized I'm like, I want to help other people with seeing themselves.
Yes. Yes.
Because we have most people have such a terrible story of themselves. They speak terribly to themselves, or they don't believe in possibility. And I'm like, no, they get to see themselves. They get to see mm-hmm. what's possible for themselves. Mm-hmm. And so I started a side hustle, you know, I would say, and I was doing some coaching, like a little health and wellness coaching, which turned into, I would say, more of a life coaching aspect. I started a meetup locally, and I was just really committed. I am really committed to serving women who want more, unapologetically want more. And I think that was where I was at, going like, how dare I? I have the dream job. I have a house. I have kids. I have everything I should want. I can't want more. That's against everything I've been taught.
I want to just pause there because audience, I want you to just tune in. Is that something part of your inner dialogue, right? Like, I feel like so many of us, especially women, regardless if we're entrepreneurs or not, believe this, like truly believe, like I'm being selfish. I'm being greedy. Yeah. If I want more, like I should be grateful for this. But I say, like, if the dream's in you, it's for you. And if you've desired this, nothing wrong with wanting more. Mm-hmm. And you can have more. Somebody literally just said that on my Facebook page, like something about wanting, like they see me wanting more. And I'm like, yeah, from a place of abundance, because mm-hmm. I'm worthy of it. I'm worthy of more. So it's matters of like, are you doing it because you feel lack, or are you doing it because you're worthy of more? There's abundance there.
Yeah.
So and, I just wanted to point that out. Please go on, my love.
No, nailed it. Exactly that. And like, it really started with me giving myself permission to even want more, giving myself mm-hmm. permission. Like, that's where I had to start.
Yeah.
Like, I would literally, a la Brene Brown, write myself a permission slip. I give myself permission to want whatever I want. I give myself permission to desire more. And I had to start there because I had no tools prior. I was in therapy. I was getting coaching. Like, I was starting to like dive, like I said, headfirst in.
So, okay, so tip, hang on. I'm going to highlight this again. I feel like you were dropping so many golden bombs here. I'm like, we need to highlight this. You created your own freaking permission slip. Lady, you're so badass. Like, yes, we can do that. We can create our own permission slips, write it down on a sticky note, put it on your bathroom mirror, put it on your, take a screenshot on your phone, put it on, you know, your fridge, you're in your car, everywhere. Give yourself that permission.
Stop looking for permission from other people. Like, that's really what it comes down to for me is like, boom. Yeah. Notice where I'm looking for permission outside of myself, which is what I was doing my whole life up until that point.
Ooh, mic drop. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So that. we're just getting started. And like, just the power in my own desire and like starting to follow those breadcrumbs that it was leaving for me. Hmm. And every time I had it, it would like percolate inside of me until I vocalized it to someone and made it real. And then I'm like, okay, it's out there now. And now it's time to get to work. So
that's the piece where I just want to say, you know, when we actually put ourselves out there. So some of us do take the courage to do that. And then that sometimes feels even scarier because it's like, oh my God. And sometimes we want to retract, but that's the piece where it's like, no, just keep going. Yes. Trust yourself. Keep going.
Trust yourself. Because I think what stops us from even vocalizing it is like, we think the thought, I want X. Mm-hmm. Like the biggest thought I could have possibly thought back then is I want to quit my perfect corporate job. That was the biggest, scariest thought I had in those moments. And immediately I think the thought, and then immediately I'm like, I can't, who am I? All the self-worth conversation was coming in. So it was this constant feeding myself with the information to arm me to fight my own, like forget everyone else's opinions at that point. It was still just my own in my brain until then. I'm like, once I vocalized it, then I'm like, there's no going back from that.
And that sometimes that's like, your accountability is it's to ourselves, but when we like put it out there, this is what I want to manifest. This is what I'm creating. Mm-hmm. It's like you're committing verbally to the universe and to publicly.
And when I say get to work, that means surrounding yourself with people like you, like, because at that time I was still in corporate when we first met, when I took your course.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
In that mastermind. So it's like, how do I then start surrounding myself? Mm-hmm. And I'll use you as an example, mm-hmm. with people and a woman and people in my life who've been there, who worked for the, mm-hmm. who worked, like, wasn't necessarily a corporate budget, but had a standard acceptable, yes. society job.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You know, and like looking to them for inspiration and surrounding myself with people so that could support me in the thought of what I, of the mm-hmm. path that I wanted.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and like, so then, so like, as I was moving forward, I eventually left my corporate job after 20 years and I managed people, I managed projects, I managed processes. And so I transitioned like the life coaching more into business coaching. So I've like the business acumen, I love strategy. And I was always around like, how do I put strategy and mindset together? Because I think that's, you know, it's like, what's the strategy? Take the action, feel the fear, get the mindset, keep going.
That's right.
Repeat.
Yep. Yep. Oh, just what a powerful journey you've been on. And I'm so, so happy and honored to be part of the alchemy of that taking the leap of faith. Like, that's mm-hmm. so huge. Yes. And just what you've created in the world, I see you, and you even put out in-person women networking yes. events. And I think that's so beautiful that you're all about community building, women coming together and connecting, like you literally are being and doing and having. And then mm-hmm. how brilliant to create an agency to support these women to elevate themselves even more in mindset and in their business and just like the soul impact they're creating.
Yeah. Well, thank you And then that was the thing, is when we were doing mindset and strategy, it was like, they were still missing an execution piece. And I'm like, how do I support my clients at a higher level even?
Yes. Yes.
Like, they know what they want. They're clear on the strategy. They're taking the action, and they're missing pieces with tech. There's missing pieces with setting up a funnel and getting emails sent out and content creation. And I just saw an opportunity to support at another mm-hmm. level with them in a couple of ways, bringing in team, bringing in people who support and have the support where I always struggle on how I deliver this, because will we do what our clients want always?
Yeah.
And will we give them offers and suggestions on maybe a higher possibility? Do we collaborate? We come to the table with our own experience, because I have a team of people who are coaches, they're professionals in technology, they're professionals in the areas and processes and project management, as well as coaching, as well as content creation. So when we come to the table, it's not just we'll do what you want. Yes, I always am like, of course we'll do what you want. But what I notice in my clients coming to us, they want someone who they can co-create with. They want yes. to come to the table with the experience that we can say, well, I hear you, this is great, but if we did this, it would like be like even better.
Right. And that's a powerful piece that you bring, is you can see somebody's vision and like be able to go, because your client won't know what they don't know. And
exactly.
you have this area of expertise, be like, I see your vision and I hold you to a higher standard, and here's what's possible, and here's how we can apply our expertise to support you. Because so many of you you meaning the universal us, right? Yes. You us is like, we're here in the transformational world, most of us. Like, my audience are usually coaches, light workers, healers, and transformational leaders. We're not the tech funnel people who understand the systems and processes. This is why we have team. It's important, exactly. because yeah. we can't be doing all the things. Like, right. to be honest, I'm like, I don't know Facebook ads. I would hire somebody, an expert, yes. to like support me in that. Right. So right. it's just like, and I also don't know could I learn to update my website? Could I learn? Yes. But how much freaking time does that take versus just hire somebody who's an expert that's a good fit and aligned and just like get them to do it, right? I'd much rather delegate.
For sure. But also I think about it from this perspective of if you're in your zone of genius and you're delegating things off to people that is in their zone of genius. Like, I'm just like, think of the elevation, like the vibration on those moments where, like, I think of like these, your plates are spinning and then like their plates are spinning. Like it's just going up and the alignment, the vibration is higher because everyone is in their zone of genius. We're not, there's not the resentment and the frustration and the irritation. I mean, sometimes like that's just sort of some things, but I mean, as a whole, it's really around how do we continuously focus on what we're meant to be here for and get support from people who are in that same boat. Like that's what they're here to do as well, is to support.
And what comes to mind is that the total is greater than the, like the sum of all parts. Right. Oof, and so it's just like, whoo, there it is. So then let's start from the beginning. I have the question of when do we know when we should considering hiring? And I'll just speak specifically for coaches generators. Right? When do we know we need to start hiring out help? What are some signs? And then what's that first help that you would recommend? What kind of help?
Yeah, thank that great question. I would really look to it and say, I mean, ideally, the second you have the thought, I wonder if I should help get some help, the answer is yes. You know, because what happens is the second we have that thought, then it's kind of like the conversation I was having with myself about quitting my job, like, oh, I should get some help. And then our brain comes in, it's like, oh, I don't have time. I like financial, I'm just getting in startup. I honestly think as soon as you have that thought, the sooner you can jump into support, the better, because my experience of visionary coaches, and I'm a visionary coach, so I can really relate to this. Cause like, this is also why I have team, because my team fills in all of my gaps so incredibly. And like, that's just it. A visionary coach is like, get it out, action, figure it out as I go. I have an idea. I'm going to make it happen. They're the creators. Yeah. And what happens is while they're starting to build their business, there's a wake of unfinished projects in their path. There's like unfinished elements and deliverables. And there's like the, you know, my G Drive when I first started, like my Google Drive in the beginning, it was like a mess because I just had things everywhere. Right. I would have broken links. Because we're choosing progress over perfection, we're choosing service over looking good. And that's great. But you start to reach a point in your business where the strong foundation matters because you need to start growing and scaling. And that requires the organization and the links and the foundation to really build on.
Yes. So much energy loss. And I'm speaking from personal experience, like building my business in the first year from like not being organized. Cause I'll admit it, not being organized is like, organization is definitely something that I have significantly improved on over the last 5 years in my business. And it continues to be a growing edge for me. And I think that's what happens with us creatives, right? I'm just like, so it's like so nice to have team to be organizing things for me in a way where my brain doesn't work that way. So I love how you're just emphasizing the importance of systems and structures and organization. And that's what you offer in your work with your clients.
Absolutely. Okay.
And so like, you know, I think a lot of coaches who are perhaps in the first year of their business, they're thinking, yeah, but I haven't made it yet. Like I haven't gotten enough clients yet, or I'm not where I want to be yet. How can I justify hiring somebody? So what do you say to that, my love?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. And like solopreneurship is a thing on it's its own beast. And like, I really look at it when I look at businesses, there is investment in startup. And I think that I'm trying to look for the word. I don't want to say the problem. It's not a problem. It's is where we're at. But there's this real fine line with making bootstrapping it, doing it ourselves, and going, I'm willing to say, what am I make smart investments in early on in my business?
Love it. Yes.
In order to, this is the long game.
It is.
Coaching isn't here to be like quick buck, make money fast, work, you know, start off working. I mean, you can work as many hours as you want, but there's going to be a direct reflection in your output. You can only get so much done in so many hours. And when you're a one person, one woman show, one person show, that makes it really difficult. So if the goal, you have to look at your vision, what do you want to be creating? It starts with vision, but it also starts with the vision of like the long-term vision here.
Yeah.
Now, if my goal is to impact as many people as I possibly can, knowing the investment is in the going to be bigger in the first few, I mean, it grows, but it'll be bigger portion of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Having someone come in to support and collab, whether it's a coach like you, whether it's a team like mine, having like a high leverage person in your corner to start creating the investment. Because guess what? If you're not comfortable, you're going to have to get real comfortable with investing real quick. Because
mic drop. It is a mindset shift.
It is.
It really is. And I would say hiring a business coach was one of the greatest investments. My next great investment in the first year of my coaching business was hiring help, a team, right? Yes. And that literally took, because I made six figures in my first year of my coaching business. This is part about self-trust. This is about the mindset of I'm in it for the long term. I'm committed. So there is front end investments. And those are the two big investments that really supported me in creating the success I have today, 5 years later. So let me just, I want the audience to really hear this. Yeah. That like, oh, I can't afford it, or how you can't justify, you know, I'm not making it yet. This is where it's like taking the leap of faith, and you got to go in and go trust. This is for the long term. I'm creating the foundations right now. And I think that there's like different budgets, different places. So anything's possible. You can make it happen. Yes. What I'd love to jam on after commercial, Jess, is, okay, so like now we emphasize the mindset of investing in ourselves. And that's really important for the long term, creating the foundations. I'd love to, after commercial, talk about how do we know if we're hiring the right kind of people, the right person? Like, what does that process look like? I will also share how it really has challenged me, and I hear this a lot as well, of being a CEO and delegating, not expecting others to do the work for you. And I've shared this in previous podcasts because I'm real. I'll tell you guys about my experiences so you can learn from my mistakes. Like when I took my foot off the gas pedal way too much because I hired a team expecting, okay, then I don't have to do anything. Nope. So we're going to talk about that when we come back.
And I just want to say one thing really quick too. It was like the decisions you were making in your first year of business were six-figure decisions. You weren't making six figures, but you had the mindset of a six-figure CEO.
That's right.
Versus a startup mindset. So like both are going to tie into each other, but I just wanted to like jump in real quick before commercial.
That's right.
The mindset that the decisions we're taking it from. So
that's right. Thank you.
Om Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust, spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Own Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Own Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Own Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Own Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Own Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
Are you feeling maxed out working one-on-one with clients and you're deeply desiring to scale your business for more time freedom without sacrificing your income, but rather expanding it? Many of my clients who are light workers, healers, practitioners, and even coaches, they're often multi-modality, are coming to me because they are sick and tired of working with clients on a one-off session model where the clients are coming in on a as-need basis. Or if they're selling packages, they are selling them in the sense of buy five, get one free, or the greater the number of sessions, the greater the discount. The problem with this is it's still a dollar for hours business model. And so that leaves the practitioner feeling really exhausted and overwhelmed from having to put so much time, effort, and energy in finding new clients that they're not operating in their most elevated self with their current clients. And so if this is you, I would love to share with you that it's time to elevate your business and scale it to sell high ticket one-on-one programs or even group programs. This will allow you to have more deeper impacts because you're raising your clients' results, you're scaling your business, and you're having that time freedom you deeply are yearning for. If this is resonating with you, love, I'd love to invite you to come on a soul business alignment call with me so that you can stop feeling like you're on this roller coaster ride and start to feel safe and stable and even having fun in your business and your finances. Please go to electrifymybusiness.com to apply and we'll hop on a call. I can't wait to connect.
If I could be you, you could be me for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds.
Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
All right, welcome back, my loves. So we're gonna jump right into just how the heck do we know how to hire people in terms of like, what's that process? If we've been burned before with a misalignment, how do we know we're hiring the aligned people for our team?
Yeah, that's a great question.
It's a big question.
It's a big question, and it's something I get a lot of conversations with clients coming into Amplify Your Vision for the first time is like, oh, I had a team or someone who was out of integrity or it was not a good fit or overpromised and underdelivered. And there's a few elements in there. I think the first and foremost is a little bit to your point before the break and saying, where is my own leadership here? Because we can come in and we can do whatever people need, and it starts with the CEO of the business being in their own personal leadership around the
1,000%. Yeah.
And while of course there are elements where team just we trust and they don't do it, but it's like, okay, so where do I get to be in my own personal leadership as a CEO of my business?
Yes.
So what does that look like? Does that sometimes look like we can have a get clarity on what it is we're looking for the support around, And I also think fit first. Fit first work is actually my driving piece. That's how I hire my team. Not that they don't have mad skills, yes, but fit comes first. And what that means to me is, how do they deal with feedback? How do they handle a client coming in and saying, this isn't what I wanted? This isn't right. And so, like, how does my team first deal with that? How do they show up in their leadership as a team? Where's their integrity? Do they overpromise and underdeliver? Do they not say, do they say yes to things they should say no to? Like, we still get to set boundaries too. Mm-hmm. So,
I love all of these very important checklist things to go through with people. Yeah. And I'm curious about your take on this, but I do believe there should be a period, like a trial period where it's like, let's see. Cause sometimes it's just like, okay, the interview is good. They're like good on paper. The conversation's been great, but then we need to like, let's see how this looks in action and if they are integrity from saying what they say to doing what they say. Yeah. So you're a believer like, yeah, there's a trial period.
For sure. They're definitely like, I've done that with my clients. Some clients have just dove right in. Some clients we've had like, let's do a smaller, like some, they want to work with us in a bigger piece, but we have smaller pieces. And sometimes it's like, well, what if we do this smaller project together, deepen our no like trust factor with one another.
Yeah.
Because it also gets to be, it gets to be a good fit for both of us. Like, because I also have a team that, you know, it gets to be an integrity with the CEO, that gets to be integrity, that gets to be that flow piece as well. Yes. And what I would say, like my freebie, which we'll talk about later, the one thing I love about it is I went through and said, here's a mechanic, here's the how-to, and here's the mindset behind it. Mm. And for each of the five steps on how to hire the team, because as the leader, we get to be in our leadership, but we also get to get clear on the mechanics that we get, the action steps, but also how we get to think about each step on hiring along the way.
That's a really good freebie, by the way. I'm like, this is free. This should be a paid offering. It's so good.
Yeah,
you guys will have that in the show notes, by the way.
Yes, you'll have we'll show notes. It. I agree. I think it could be paid because there's tons of templates. There's so much information packed in this freebie.
So valuable.
But I would just say like in any, because it doesn't, and it's five steps to hire, not even just amplify, just hire someone, get support because you deserve it. You're worthy of it. And if you want to grow and scale, you get to get support. So like the freebie is truly a give in terms of how to get support. Maybe it's amplify your vision. I hope so. And if not, that's great. As long as you're getting support, that's really what's the most important here. And so what I would say to fully answer that question, Roz, bring it all back together, is like, find one project that makes sense, that's smaller bite size of the bigger project you're looking for, and be really clear on what does success look like. Brené Brown will say, paint it done. So when you meet with that person, I'm painting it done. I'm getting clarity on what the outcome is going to look like. So it sets my support person up to win too, because there's, unfortunately, my team doesn't read minds. We're working on it, but we're not there yet.
I'm an intuitive. I still don't read minds. You know, this is where, especially, I think this is the important piece is right. That communication between team member and leader, CEO, to, and even myself as a coach to a client coach, right? It's really important that we get clear about what that vision looks like, that long-term vision, that success. And then I love how you said bite-size. What's that first initiated step to get there? Yeah. I think that what you're doing is tremendously incredible, just in terms of in this dialogue where you're asking the leader to step themselves up. And I know that having team myself, it's like, it's asked me myself to step up and go, right, like, what is it that I want to be creating for my vision in the next 6 months? But like, how then is it that I need support in all the different pieces to fill in the gap so I can stay in my zone of genius and stay elevated in my energy? Because we all know how much energy I have. And honestly, it's because my superpower is asking for help. truly believe in the power of delegation. That's mm-hmm. why I don't want to learn Facebook ads. I don't want to learn how to do my own website. And this is why I preach about money is important. Don't tell yourself that money is important. I would not be where I am today. I'm so unapologetic about my relationship with money. And it's only because I keep doing the money mindset work and just knowing that money is a resource. And the more money I have, the more elevated I can be, the more good I can do in the world, because I'm staying in my zone of genius. And I, again, could not be where I am without people like Jessica and her team today. So just, woo, I had to come through, right?
Yes, I need a you need a fire like emoji or action.
It's so true though, my love. Like, thank you for what you're doing. And you've asked, you know, you're asking your clients to step up into their next level of leadership just by simply you asking them questions to be like, how can I support you and your vision? That's a collaborative piece, right?
For sure. And I think about, like, you know, we try to separate ourselves so much in the online space from the corporate world. But I also like to think about, like, what is a CEO of a seven-figure business? How do they show up? Yes. They don't show up pretending about money. They don't show up with their head in the sand. They don't show up going, I'm going to do it all. They're like, how do I hire the right take the time, mm-hmm. hire the right people in the right roles in order to grow and scale? You know, it's that those questions, like I literally have questions, like a sticky note on my desk is like, what would seven figure Jessica do? What actions would she take? What mindset would she have? Mm-hmm. Like, and doing, coming from that, the CEO of my business and working on my business in my zone of genius and letting people work in my business.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's so, honestly, it's an energy gain.
Yes.
So again, it's a mindset, an abundant mindset to be like, I'm investing myself, I'm investing my business. And to be honest, that's where the money I create in my business, it goes back into these places, plus contribution, because 10% of my business profits are towards charities I care about. Yeah. But it really is about, you know, stepping into that next level leadership.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So it's so important. And so then, is the first person that you would recommend hiring, like what would that look like? So, you know, for me, it's a virtual assistant, basically doing the things that I know need to get done, like graphics, you know, like funnels would be important too, to have like, whether it's an email funnel or a page funnel at some point. I wouldn't say like in the beginning for myself, that's what I did, but eventually I scaled it so that it had that. How do you, I know obviously every business is different, but can we speak to, because we work, like my audience is mostly coaches and healers and light workers. What would you say for them would be the pieces to really consider?
Yeah. Oof. I go back and forth. I don't have a canned answer. I wish I did.
Yeah. This because every business is different. It's
even coaches. So this is my canned answer. Like, I love doing graphics. Actually, like, I don't find graphics, like going in Canva is a release for me. It's a creative time for me. So what I want to say is that's my invitation, is being super clear. What are you procrastinating? What are you avoiding? What are you not doing? That is a high leverage task that gets to be done to create clients or income or visibility.
Yes.
Or connection.
Yes. Yeah.
So we have, like, we call them attract packages, for example, and they're around how to attract your ideal client packages. And sometimes it's simple social media posting. Sometimes it's engaging with warm and cold leads. Sometimes it's just setting up a, you know, your very first freebie funnel, like how, whatever that looks like for you. It's an more of an entry level one of, like we were talking earlier, it's the get to know us package. So and a client will come in like, I don't know which one to pick. And I'm like, which one are you avoiding?
That's a great question.
Because what are you not doing? Because you need to be on social, whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
And like consistency, just being consistent. I'm not like you have to be 24 hours a day, but you have to be consistent on social in this economy. That's my stance, whatever.
That's what I also support my clients in. It's like
exactly
marketing, you need to be showing up. This is a way I've seen people who just pulled back and they're like, shit, I realized how much that negatively impacts my business when I'm not online.
For sure. So am I being visible or am I building relationships and connecting in with people to grow my visibility? Mm-hmm. Or do I have somewhere to send people? Do I have a way to collect email addresses to make offers to? Mm-hmm. And some people are like, oh my God, I'm super consistent on social, but gosh, I'm not actually creating engagement. I'm not actually reaching out and making connections and engagement with people. And so they'll hire us for an engagement package. Or they're like, you know what? I've got it. I love connecting and reaching out, but my goodness, my social's inconsistent. I'm there every couple of days. So then they'll hire. So I'm always about whatever the person's avoiding the most.
Yeah.
Not even just what's easiest, because I could say yes, but I'm like, hey, I kind of enjoy doing some of those things myself. So those are my break times. Those are my,
pleasure. Keep doing it.
Right. Yes. So the question gets to be like, what is the thing I'm not doing that I could get support with? Mm-hmm. And then as for a VA, I think it's amazing to have a VA. In order to have a great relationship with a VA, you get to already have a great process and not even like awesome, but like something, because what I do notice about a VA is they will come in and they'll like tell me what to do for the most part. Not mm-hmm. all the same, but in my experience and what I hear from a lot of my clients is their VA is just like waiting for you to come in to give them the work.
Yeah.
So when you partner with an agency, we will co-collaborate with you. And I think that's an ideal time. Sometimes it's ideal to start with an agency and mm-hmm. then while you're working with the agency, find a VA, because when mm-hmm. you're with the agency, you can create the processes and systems that will give the VA the clarity. Okay, this is what the VA is doing. We call a standard operating procedure or an SOP. Mm-hmm. Like here's a process for them to follow that you don't have to create because it was created through your work with an agency.
Boom, right there. That's really important. I love that, because then if let's say that VA doesn't work out or something happens, you can hire another VA and they can jump right in because you already have systems and processes in place. And let me tell you, it is very helpful. I'm speaking from my own experiences. So yes, Jess, thank you for saying that. Like that is huge, because we don't want to have to keep retraining people either. Right?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's really important. I love it. Okay, let's talk about, like, I want people to feel into what's possible. So audiences, you're listening right now, you're going, okay, here is some of the mindset stuff that Roz and Jess have been really jamming on that is of six figures and beyond to create that business for yourself, that dream business. And please share with us a client testimonial that you'd love to like go, okay, here's what's possible. Here's where they started. What were they thinking and what were they struggling with? What, you know, what transformed and where was it when you guys, maybe you're continuing to work together, but please share something with us.
Yeah. It's actually just a client. I just was on a mindset call. So like my team, my project managers manage projects, but I'm always available for strategy and mindset. And I coach my team members. So I had a client jump on a mindset call with me, and you know, she started with us 3 months ago in a beginner in our starter packages and an attract package. And she came in like, I don't know what I need. I know I need help. Let's do some social media together. So some social media and some engagement together, because she was avoiding a little bit in both of those areas. That's what we determined.
Yeah.
And what she's like, oh my goodness, I really realized I have created so much clarity for my business and my own vision. She's like, I wasn't expecting this. Like, yes, mm-hmm. you supported me with the social, and it's been growing, and it's been like, people are like noticing I'm more visible. So I run into people and they're like, oh, I saw that post, or the email you sent. So one, she's noticing a massive increase in her own visibility and people's mm-hmm. response and reaction to it. Yes. Mm-hmm. But I love the both and, right? So she comes, you know, we give her what she wants, but we give her what she needs.
I love it. Yeah. Yep, that's what I'm all about.
Yeah. That's what she wants. She gets the visibility. She's getting the social. She's getting the engagement. But what she got was clarity in her vision, clarity in the what's next in her business that she didn't have before. Like, which is kind of funny. Oh. That's not the intention of our packages, but it is the outcome. It is the outcome as you're growing in visibility and all of those pieces that she saw what's possible for herself through us working together, through the support that she was receiving.
I love this so much. As an audience, I want you to hear, like, this is not typical. Like, in my experiences of working with agencies or team, like, it usually is, I got to do my own mindset. I got to work with my own coach and then, you know, tell my team where I'm leading. Nothing wrong with that. But what I want to highlight for you is when you hire and work with Jessica and her team, you're getting a full meal deal. The dessert in front, maybe in the back too.
The appetizer. Dessert, totally.
Dessert all the way. I love it. But honestly, like, that is very unique to your business. I love that. I love that so much because I feel like that just really supports us as CEOs to be elevated, and you're collaborating. It's not just, oh my God, what do I tell my team member? What do I, like, you're collaborating. You're actually shifting, helping them shift into what clarity so that your team can help them. That's unique. I love it. I'm just like, this is freaking brilliant. I love this. And you bring the alchemy of you to the table.
Well, and you know, a lot of my clients have coaches. And so that's the other thing. I'm really clear. I'm like, what is the, tell me your strategy with your coach so that we're not, I've never been in contradiction, but like that we're taking it and we're amplifying that.
Love it. Well, that's,
we're
like
supporting that strategy. We're nurturing that strategy and growing that. And so it's another level of alignment as well.
I love that so much. Thank you for clarifying that a lot of your clients have other coaches themselves, and then you're taking the one piece to really look at, okay, we're helping you amplify your vision. We're helping you put yourself out there and be more visible with all the team pieces, tech pieces, the behind systems, the processes, which, my loves, let me tell you how important that is, okay, to build a foundation for six figures and beyond. You need systems and processes. You can't be, this is me, throwing spaghetti at the wall, hoping and praying that's going to work. Hey, this was me in the beginning. And I was like, nope, I got to hire help. That's just got to trust myself, trust my vision, and go for it. And let me tell you, as you already heard me earlier, it was one, the two best investments, having a team and having a business coach. So that really supported me. Okay, my love. So Jessica, where can people find you?
Yeah, I was like at Amplify Your Vision on Instagram, Amplify Your Vision on Facebook, and www.amplifyyourvision.com is our website
for more. I love it. And then your freebie is, you talked about it. What is it called? The link is in the show notes. Okay, my love. So make sure you go and get that.
Yeah, 5 steps to hire. I call it 5 steps to hire your next employee, your best employee. Your first team member. I wouldn't say employee, team member, like your first team person.
Contractors.
Absolutely. Sure. So, and it's 5 steps, and we deal with mindset, and we deal with the brass tacks on how to get it done too.
Go see the show notes and get that, please. Yeah. And if you hire Jessica, let her know if you heard it from here, let her know, because we love that. All right. So we're going to close the show with a light language transmission to support you in amplifying your vision, stepping into that next level leadership and that next level visionary for yourself. So here we go. Just breathing in and just feeling into that part of you that knows something is greater, something is bigger here for you, aligned with your soul purpose. Feel her. And just really be in the sensation, in the energy of possibilities. See yourself building your team around you. All the supports coming in so that you are staying in your most elevated self. You're elevating your business together. And you trust yourself so deeply. Mm-hmm. Morasi, sera curati in naraki, mora curati in naraki, mora kiasa naraki, sera curasi in naraki. Breathing in, suspending your breath, feeling into your elevated next level version of yourself, feeling into the team members you have at this next level version of yourself in your business. And then as you exhale, ground it down as if you're a tree, your feet are the roots, right into Mother Earth, your power, your vision, expanding it deep into the soil for it to be planted. Feeling into the ripple effects already beginning. Beautiful, breathing in. And a beautiful sigh out with your amplified vision and next level version of you. Thank you so much, Jess, for being here. I thoroughly enjoyed our conversation. I knew I would. You guys would all probably feel the relationship we have. You can't make shit up. Like, Jess is so incredible. Thank you for being amazing. Thank you for being you. Thank you, my love. And do go and connect. Grab that freebie, my loves. Doesn't matter where in your business you are. We all at some point need to hire and ask for support. That is a superpower. So thank you.